Genesis chapter 12. I know I told y'all last week we had a couple of chapters to look at, and you didn't think I could get through it that quick, and I did. So I'm here to tell you I can do it again. We're going to look at 9 chapters today, okay? We can't look at every word of every verse, but I want us to look at the broader pictures of these stories that some of us grew up hearing. We're going to be looking today at the promises of God and the faithfulness of Abraham, and I believe those two go together. God has promises for his people, and God wants us to be faithful to him. And I just want to tell you, you heard a little bit of the story, but let me just kind of take you on a quick journey. We often know and hear of his name as Abraham and Sarah, but originally his name was Abram and Sarai. Abram meant exalted father. We're going to see in the text in a little bit that God changed his name when he was putting Abraham into service and called him Abraham, which is father of a multitude. And we know that that's exactly what God did through his faithfulness. Well, Abraham was told by God that he needed to take his family and to get up where they were and to go where he was going to lead them. And Abraham did that very thing. He got up and God took them to what we know as the land of Canaan, which is exactly where they would be brought back to after their exodus, because God gave Abraham a promise and he said, I'm going to give this land to your family. And Abram went, and went with him was a relative named Lot. Lot and Abram had many animals. They were too big to stay in one area. Any of you who have cows or have ever raised cows understand that very thing. If you've got so much land, you're going to have only so many what animals if they're going to be taken care of. Well, there was more animals than land. So Abraham, in his wisdom, he wanted no problem with his relative Lot. He said, I tell you what, Lot, we're too big to be here. He says, I'm going to go one way, you're going to go the other way. And he looked at Lot and he said, I tell you what, Lot, you choose where you want to go, and I will go the other way. So what do we know that Lot did? But like most of us would do, Lot looked around and he looked in one direction and he looked the other, and this way over here, it was nice and it was green and it looked like the best that there was. So Abraham, I'm sure he tried to say it as humble as he could. Oh, Abraham, I guess I'll just go this way. No, he's probably grinning all the way. But what do we know as he went down and that area became known as what we now call Sodom and Gomorrah? There was so much wickedness that happened in this story about Lot. Every person there was wicked. They were doing indecent acts, men with men, women with women. When guests would come in town, they'd try to go take over them. So God came in and he was going to destroy it. He told Abraham he was going to do that. Abraham went and took Lot and began to make their way back. God told him when they left, do not look back. I'm going to destroy it all. But Lot's wife was so accustomed to what was there, and she looked back, and she became a pillar of salt and went no further. But Abraham remained faithful, and after time had passed, many, many years, God fulfilled his promise to Abraham. He gave him a son, even though Abraham tried to do it his own way. I don't know about you. I've done that a few times. God says do it this way, but you know what? I know a little better than God does, and I'm going to try it my own way. But I'm here to tell you, learn from my mistakes. It doesn't work. God does know best. So they had the child that God had promised them, and from that lineage, God changed his name to Abraham, a father of multitude. And we hear in Scripture all the time about our fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Through that line came our Messiah, Jesus Christ. The whole world, as God had promised, has been and will be blessed through the faithfulness of Abraham, because he stood the course and he took the test. Now there is your 9 chapters in a nutshell. But what I want us to do this morning is take just a few moments And I want us to see three things that I believe that we can pull out of this, looking at the promises of God and the faithfulness of Abraham. I hope you have your little outline there with you. I will just tell you this, when we get to point two, forget what's there and follow with what I tell you. I copied one and put it in two and didn't change it. So I'm going to change what's a little bit on two. But the first thing I want us to look at is to be faithful, or the faithfulness when I do not understand. Faithfulness when I do not understand. And let me read to you, if you will stand with me for just a moment, from Genesis chapter 1. Genesis chapter 1, excuse me. Genesis chapter 12, verse 1. It says, "Now the Lord said to Abram, go forth from your country and from your relatives and from your father's house to the land which I will show you. And I will make you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great. And so you shall be a blessing. And I will bless those who bless you, and the ones who curse you I will curse. And in you all the families of the earth will be blessed." So Abram went forth as the Lord had spoken to him, and Lot went with him. Now Abram was 75 years old when he departed from Haran. Abram took Sarai, his wife, and Lot, his nephew, and all their possessions which they had accumulated, and their persons which they had acquired in Haran, and they set out for the land of Canaan. Thus they came to the land of Canaan. Abraham passed through the land as far as the site of Shechem, to the oak of Moriah. Now the Canaanite was in the land. The Lord appeared to Abraham and said, "To your descendants I will give this land." So he built an altar there to the Lord who had appeared to him. Then he proceeded from there to the mountain on the east of Bethel and pitched his tent, with Bethel on the west and Ai on the east. And there he built an altar to the Lord and called upon it the name of the Lord. Abraham journeyed on, continuing toward the Negev, or toward the south country. Father God, thank you for your word. And Father, I just pray, Lord, that you would help us today to understand what it is that you have for us. Father, what can we take from this today? And Father, show us through your faithfulness, through Abraham's faithfulness, and through your promises. And Father God, I just pray everything I pray in the precious and the most holy name of your Son, Jesus. Amen. And you may be seated. The very top, right under the title of your outline, you see the word God with a couple of blanks I want you to put in there, because that's what we're looking at today, is God All-Powerful, or God Almighty. Was a name that was given to God, what God called himself. If I was to read it to you, you might have heard it. In the Hebrew, it is El Shaddai, God All-Powerful. And that's what we're going to look at. But I want you to understand that there are times that God asks us to do things and we just don't understand. Have you ever been there? You don't have to raise your hand. It's exactly where Abraham was, even though his name was Abram at this point. We're just going to go ahead and call him Abraham. Abraham was at this crossroads of faith. There's times when God calls us to do things and we don't understand. But church, I'm here to tell you that he is worthy. Amen. And he is faithful. If he gives a promise, he's going to follow through with that promise. Here he told Abraham that he was going to send him somewhere, and he was faithful to lead him. You notice there at verse 1, it said, "Now the Lord said to Abram, go forth from your country and your relatives and from your father's house to the land which I will show you." Abraham, take what you have. Pack the boxes, get the moving trucks, load the moving trucks, and get in and start to drive. "Okay, God, where am I going?" "I'll show you." Don't understand. But I believe that there are times that God does that because God is all powerful and God is faithful. And when we're faithful, God can do mighty things through us. We've seen people in life that God has worked mighty things. God has done mighty things in many of your lives. But there's times that God just needs us to be faithful. Do you know why that is? Because God's going to grow us along the way. I think sometimes if God said, I'm going to do this in your life, you're going to say, oh, no, you ain't either. And you're going to run the other way. But Abraham was faithful in what God said. He got his wife. And he didn't understand where he was going, probably didn't understand why he had to leave, but he was faithful enough that he told his wife, he said, come on, pack up. He got his servants. And listen to this. Not only was he going, not understanding, to a land I'll show you, but look at verse 5. Abraham took Sarai, his wife, and Lot, his nephew. And what do y'all's versions have there next? All. You see that? And all their possessions which they had accumulated. Why is that important? Abraham was faithful even when he didn't understand. But I believe he was so faithful that he took everything. He didn't leave anything behind. He didn't say, you know, how some of us do, let me load up some of this, but you know I'm going to leave this over here just in case I have to come back. No, God said go. And Abraham was faithful and he took what he had. He took everything. I think it's very important that we see all of his possessions, everything he had accumulated, all the people, and he began to go toward the land of Canaan, where God would show him, and God took him to the land of Canaan. Once he got there, God said, this is yours. This is for you. I will give this to your family. They sojourned. They were aliens there for a while. There became a famine, and Abraham moved his way on down into Egypt. And we're going to be looking at some of those stories. They ended up becoming slaves down there. But eventually, God brought them back. So there is faithfulness when I do not understand. But secondly, there's also, this is the one you're going to just have to write in there, faithfulness when it does not make sense. Not only do we not understand, sometimes what God asks just doesn't make sense. Sometimes God's promises doesn't make sense. Look at chapter 15, verse 1. It said, after these things, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision, saying, do not fear, Abram. I am a shield to you. Your reward will be very great. Abram said, O Lord, what will you give me since I am childless and the heir of my house is Eliezer of Damascus? And Abram said, since you have given no offspring to me, one born in my house is my heir. Then behold, the word of the Lord came to him, saying, this man will not be your heir, but one who will come forth from your own body, he shall be your heir. And we know at this point here that Abram's own up in age. God has given him a promise that he's going to build him a big home, a big family, that God's going to use him to bless the whole world. And Abram's looking, but we know that he remains faithful, even when it doesn't make sense, because he understands the power of God. It doesn't make sense. I bet you could be there. Come on, guys, ladies, you're about 75 years old, and God tells you that he's going to start a family with you. Doesn't make a whole lot of sense, does it? But you know, God likes to work in a way that God gets all the glory. And Abraham's faithfulness led him to continue to believe and to trust into God and to be obedient in him. You know, Abraham was so faithful, his name is even listed in the New Testament, in the book of Hebrews, in the chapter we call the Heroes of Faith. Because he had such faith, he believed wholeheartedly in what God was saying, that even when he didn't understand, God said go, he went. Not only did he go not knowing where he's going, he took everything with him. But he remained faithful even when it didn't make sense. Look over at chapter 17, verse 1. It says, now when Abraham was 99 years old. Let me repeat that again. Abraham was 99 years old. The Lord appeared to Abram and said to him, I am God Almighty. Walk before me and be blameless. I will establish my covenant between me and you, and I will multiply you exceedingly. Abram fell on his face, and God talked with him, saying, as for me, behold, my covenant is with you, and you will be the father of a multitude of nations. No longer shall your name be called Abram, but your name shall be Abraham, for I have made you the father of a multitude of nations. Names are very big in the Bible. God said, no longer will you be called the exalted father, but now I'm changing your name to a father of a multitude. He was 99 years old. It doesn't make sense, God. I don't have children. My wife is 90 years old. She doesn't have children. And we understand, God, that women and men don't have children when they're 99 and 90 years old. But nevertheless, you are God Almighty, and I'm going to remain faithful, even though it doesn't make sense. Look at this, back there at the ending of verse 1 and 2. God said, I am Almighty, walk before me and be blameless. I believe that is important. If Abraham would have chose to live as a heathen and the rest of those, God would not have worked through him like he did. Says, I will establish my covenant between me and you, and I will multiply you exceedingly. There it is again. I'm going to multiply you. I'm going to give you a family. But what did Abraham do? Look at that next verse. Abraham fell on his face and talked with God. Abraham worshiped God. Abraham understood that God was all-powerful. God was almighty. And when God spoke, even though it didn't make a bit of sense to him, when it was first told to him, when it was told to him later, but he fell on his face, I believe, in total surrender to God Almighty to say, I believe, I honor, it's who you are. We read in Scripture that even in his own way, he kind of laughed one time when he heard it. Even his wife Sarah laughed, and then she denied it because, I mean, I can just imagine any of you ladies out there being 90 years old. Someone said, you're going to be pregnant next year. You're going, yeah, right. You know, that's our human side. But I believe it's more than that. I believe it's what they believe and what's on the inside. And Abraham and Sarah were both faithful, even when it didn't make sense. Is there something in your life today that you're needing to be faithful with, even though it doesn't make sense? Maybe we need to be faithful for praying for our nation. Maybe we need to be faithful for praying for our president and those who are in leadership. You know, the Bible says, pray for those who are in leadership so that it may be well with you. But God, you don't understand. It doesn't make sense. It seems helpless. I don't understand. God, can you really do anything about that? Yeah. What is his name? God Almighty. Maybe you're on a journey. Maybe you've been going this last year through things that are difficult. Maybe you're facing something in the future and you're coming to a crossroad in your faith. You know, anytime God gets ready to do something great and mighty, it brings us to a crossroad. We have to make a decision. Am I going to stay faithful? Or am I just going to go my own way? You see, we need to make that decision. We need to be remaining faithful even when it doesn't make sense. And lastly, faithfulness. This one's hard for me. Maybe it's hard for you, but faithfulness when it takes a long time. You know, God gave Abraham a promise around the age of 75. It didn't happen until he was almost 100. How long is that? 25 years. Come on, God, really? We've got to remain faithful, because let me tell you one thing, and I believe I'm telling you on the authority of God's word. If God tells you he's going to do something, he's going to do it. Not in your time, but in his time. Not in your time, but in his time. You know, if God would have called Abraham when he was 40 years old and said, Abraham, I'm going to do great things to you. I'm going to give you a children and a family. And at about the age of 41, he had a child. So what? People have children. It's a little on the older side. But I don't know of many that have children at 99 and 90. God is receiving the credit. God is showing us that he is all powerful. I create life. I can give life whenever I want. Believe he was preparing Abraham for things that were to come. He had to remain faithful even when it didn't make sense. He didn't understand. It was taking forever. I don't know if Abraham was like us and maybe had some one-on-one prayer time with God saying, do you remember what you told me? Nothing's happening. Have you ever done that? It's okay, I have. But it's God's timing. It's not my timing. And when it takes a long time, we need to remain faithful. I might have shared this story one time when I was growing up at Summer Grove. There was a minister on staff. We were doing some of you might remember years ago, they did what was called EE, Evangelism Explosion. It was training on how to share your faith. But he said that him and this other guy would go and visit somebody who was not a believer and in their own way was really turned off to God. And he said, you know, I could have went in there with my guns a-blazing and I could have opened that Bible and I could have shared that word, and he wouldn't have heard a word that I said. He said, but we would go every week or every other week, and we'd begin developing a relationship. Every time we'd go, we'd just visit. He said, over 10 years before God finally said, the door's open, share the gospel. And we're ready. Let's just get out there and get it done. God, I shared your gospel. I checked it off. Now I can go about my way. No, it would have done no good. Now, most opportunities, I understand, don't take that long. Most things God wants to do, we usually see it happen. But sometimes it takes a while. And we have to be remaining faithful. But now let me share this with you. If you're claiming a promise that's in God's word, please be sure that you're claiming a promise that's for everyone. Do you know there are some promises in this word that were for specific people? And you can claim them all day long, and God is not obligated to honor that promise because it wasn't for you. But we see principles from those that we can learn. So if you're claiming a promise, if you're being remaining faithful to something, make sure that you're hearing from the Lord and stay faithful. Maybe it's a wayward child. It's a child that's left out of what we would say the faith. We grew them up in church. They're no longer here. Maybe you're praying they'll come back. Praise the Lord. Let's keep praying and let's remain faithful because that's our responsibility. And hopefully they'll come back. But you know, God gives all of us a choice and he will never override our choice that's there. But we should remain faithful in praying. Listen to this, verse 21, beginning in verse 1. Then the Lord took note of Sarah, and he had said, then the Lord took note of Sarah as he had said, and the Lord did for Sarah as he had promised. So Sarah conceived and bore a son to Abraham in his old age at the appointed time of which God had spoken to him. Abraham called the name of his son who was born to him, whom Sarah bore to him, Isaac. Then Abraham circumcised his son Isaac when he was 8 days old, as God had commanded him. Now Abraham was 100 years old when his son Isaac was born to him. Sarah said, "God has made laughter for me. Everyone who hears will laugh with me." And she said, "Who would have said to Abraham that Sarah would nurse children? Yet I have bore him a son in his old age." The child grew and was weaned, and Abraham made a great feast on the day that Isaac was weaned. It's very specific in there who gave birth. Why is that? Because we know a few chapters before, Abraham took matters in his own hand. God said that you're going to multiply my family. So he went in with a concubine. He had a child thinking that was the way. Well, that ain't what God told him, was it? God said, "I'm going to give you a child through Sarah." And now we see here, 25 years later, God took note of Sarah and did for Sarah what? As he promised. If we're in God's word and we're studying and we're sharing and we're seeking and he gives us a promise, we can claim those things. And let me tell you, we live in a fallen world. I don't have to inform you of that. I believe we all are quite aware of that. And there is a battle that goes on every day for us. The battle against our flesh and the battle against our spirit that God puts in us as believers. But what we have to decide is, number one, do we believe that God is God Almighty? That's how he identified himself to Abraham. I am all powerful. And then we have to decide, will I remain faithful? Do I believe that God can do what God says he'll do? I believe we have a whole Old Testament, New Testament right here that proves God can do what he said he'll do. But let's bring it home. I can look at many of you sitting in here today and know exactly that you have been through God doing what he said he would do. Amen. But it says that Abraham was faithful. And we must be obedient. And we must remain faithful, church, because it's not always easy. You know me, I'm going to shoot you straight. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not going to tell you come to Christ, everything's great. It's a difficult road because that's how we grow. I've known some people in my life who I would call prayer warriors. It just seems that when that person prays, they have the red telephone and it just goes straight to God and he acts immediately. Have you ever known anyone like that? It didn't happen overnight. They have had to struggle and they have had to fight through prayers and go through this wondering and being faithful even when they didn't understand. They had to be faithful when it didn't make sense to just keep praying. And then they had to just remain faithful when it took a long time. It's the reason we have heroes of the faith. And let me tell you what, each of us can be heroes of the faith. But we have to remain faithful to an all-powerful, almighty God. Amen. May you bow your heads this morning.